20. Mike's first thought was that Bob had rolled his eyes up to show the whites. Students did it in the hall or in class as a joke, sometimes with groaning voices or zombie moans. It was hard to do for more than a few seconds. He could see Bob's irises because his eyes were wide open, not half-lidded. They were pale and lifeless. The pupil of the left eye was a cloudy blur. The right eye looked around the room. It stared at Mike and dilated wide open. He'd seen the same look from terrified animals. Bob's skin was yellow, the color of post-it notes or old pencils. His mouth was a chapped, cracked gash. Half of his nose was gone, and the nostril left behind was a slit at the center of the face. A few patches of red stubble were all that remained of his hair. Nothing was left of his clothes but rags. His left arm had been twisted into a knot of muscle and bruised flesh. It hung from the shoulder in an odd way. The hand at the end was blurred by a collection of scars. Glistening trails led up his yellow body to open sores. His left side was soaked with blood. The ragged shirt and pants were almost stained black with it. The mutilated arm was pressed against his torso, covering a wound. Drops of blood splashed against the pathway or passed through the expanded steel to the concrete. Bob let out a low moan. It stretched out and mixed with Arthur's scream. Sasha yelled something on the other side of the door. The ants ran it back in Mike's mind 3 times before he combined the sounds with some basic lip reading. Not again.
"Call 911,
shouted Neil.
"Somebody call 911,
Bob wailed again. The awful sound echoed through the concrete room. He took a few strides down the ramp as he gazed around the chamber. Mike kicked against the floor and pushed himself away from the scarred man. Bob lumbered after him. Every step threw him off balance and almost toppled him. His good arm swung up as he staggered forward. Alarms bleated. Mike looked over and saw Olaf's hand pressed against the panic button. There was a deep thump, a shockwave that rippled through the air as the door slammed shut and Sasha vanished from sight. The thing that had been Bob turned its good eye to Mike. The bleached iris shrunk, tried to focus, and relaxed. His knees folded, and the yellow man collapsed. He dropped down onto his knees, then tilted back. His skull cracked against the steel ramp. More blood poured out onto the floor. Arthur stopped screaming. He stood with his hands at his mouth. His eyes went from Bob to the rings and back.
"First aid kit!"
bellowed Olaf. He ran to Bob. Neil lunged for the white box mounted behind one of the workstations and ripped it from its bracket. Bob twitched on the floor. His limbs thrashed, went still, and thrashed again. He took a few quick, rasping breaths. Mike and Olaf tried to hold him steady.
"Jesus, that's a lot of blood,"
Neil said.
"It's a head wound," said Mike. "Head wounds bleed a lot. It's probably not that bad."
Neil pulled a handful of gauze pads from the first aid kit, tore them open, and shoved them at Olaf. They lifted Bob and placed the pads behind his head. They turned red. Olaf applied pressure. Bob opened his mouth wide and hissed. Mike counted 7 sockets where teeth had been just a minute ago. Neil stared at Bob's arm.
"What happened to his skin?"
"It's just the light,"
said Olaf, glancing at his own tanned fingers. Bob coughed and looked up at Olaf. He moaned again, and the moan became recognizable words.
"No,"
he said.
"No, no, no."
"What happened to him?"
Neil's question was tinged with desperation this time.
"It's just the light,"
snapped Olaf.
"We need an ambulance,"
boomed Jamie.
"There's been an accident. We're in the complex on the west side of..."
There was a rumble and a crash as she tossed her headset aside. 4 different first aid classes ran through Mike's head. He wrapped his arms around Bob's legs and lifted them off the floor.
"Cover him," he said. "Keep him warm."
"Hang on,"
said Olaf.
"Just hang on."
Bob's gaze slid off Olaf and landed on Mike. His good arm twisted up to grab the other man's sleeve. Their eyes met.
"He's still bleeding,"
said Neil.
"He's bleeding a lot."
"You have to stop them,"
Bob hissed at Mike.
"Don't let them,"
He coughed on the words, and freckles of blood appeared on his lips and remaining teeth. Mike ignored the blood and leaned in.
Don't let them what?
Bob kicked again. His other arm yanked away from Neil. His knee slammed up into Mike's armpit. Then his legs tensed up and went bored straight. Short breaths whistled in and out of his mouth. Mike looked over at Arthur.
Chair,
he yelled, jerking his chin at one of the workstations.
Get me a chair for his legs.
The project head kept looking from Bob to the rings and back.
Arthur!
His eyes locked onto Mike.
Chair, now!
Arthur nodded and ran. The speakers boomed and rattled.
The ambulance is coming, said Jamie. We need a blanket,
yelled Mike.
Something to keep him warm.
Bob's dead eyes stared between Mike and Neil. The good one flitted between each of the three men. When it reached Olaf, it opened wide again. He hissed out a sound, a last word, but it was too faint, too whispery to be heard. Then both his eyes rolled up and back.